Hi you! You are listening to the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show with your host Stephanie Smulders, a podcast that helps you uncover your business full potential with the power of authentic marketing, mindset, personality, and flow. We invite driven entrepreneurs to talk about their mission, inspiration, and discover their hidden business treasures. I'm your host and online business coach, Stephanie Smulders, a passionate entrepreneur with 12 years of experience, a full-time traveler, and a lover of unicorns. I believe you are ready for the next step. Let's jump right in. Welcome, welcome to a new episode of the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. I'm your host, Stephanie, and I am excited for this episode because I've made content around this before, but never talked about it. And in today's episode, I want to share with you the 7 steps to starting an online business with purpose, because you can start a business without really having this, but it is so much more important than just starting a business to make money, right? Your business has to support you. I 100% agree with that, but I am so aligned with purpose and being guided by your mission, hence why this is the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show and not the let's just do things without really connecting with our why, with why we are doing certain things. And there are so many things about being an online business owner, and I believe that you have to do this with heart and soul in order to really keep going, because being an entrepreneur, it is a roller coaster. It can be super fun and you can be on a high, and the next week you're on such a low and everything is working against you. So if you are not doing this with your whole heart, with everything that you've got, this is not going to be fun for you. And the thing that I've learned as being my own boss for 12 years, I've worked for other people on and off. I've done part-time jobs. I worked as a teacher. I've done many, many things. But what I noticed is that I have an entrepreneurial mindset, and that is so different from a 9-to-5 mindset. And you can foster this. This is not me saying that you are born with an entrepreneurial mindset and that is it. It does help if you have people in your environment who have their own business, who are entrepreneurs, who have gone through this before. It definitely helps shape your mind and the way that you do certain things, but that doesn't mean you cannot get started. So this episode is really for you if you haven't started your business, or if you're super new and you are at the first few months or years, depending how long you've been doing this. So what I want to share with you is definitely my process in really stepping into my power as an entrepreneur and the 7 steps that really helped me while doing it with purpose, because I've had businesses that weren't with purpose, that were just because I was good at something and I was able to scale and I had the strategies, but it was lacking the mission, it was lacking my vision, it was lacking my personality, it was lacking me, basically. And I don't want you to go through that. I'm here to fail at many things so you can learn from my failures. That's all that I want to do for you, basically. And I want you to find fulfillment in your business. I want you to wake up in the morning and be super excited that this is your life, that you get to do this, that you are an entrepreneur. And I'm going to share the things that I've been through and what has really helped me to run my business with purpose, to run my business based on my mission. And the first step was really having that aptitude for an online business, because you have to enjoy doing business for the sake of doing business itself. You need to have some interest in having your own business, in being your own quote-unquote boss, in really immersing yourself in your chosen niche and really enjoy it. Like, it is not for the faint of heart. So you have to be open to the process and being able to enjoy being an entrepreneur. And if that is not you, then you shouldn't start your own business at all. And this is might a controversial topic when I say, oh, if you're not interested in being your own boss, then you shouldn't have a business. And actually, it is very true. If you're not excited by learning new things, and this is one of the other steps, if you're not open to continuously work on yourself, if you're not open to look at your own mindset, look at your own personality, then having a business is not going to be for you, because it is hard. It is work. It's more working on yourself than it is on having strategies. Having strategies comes second, and you have to get excited about doing deals and exploring new ways to create more income and taking new steps and constantly going out of your comfort zone. And that is definitely the first step that is so important in having a business with purpose. And the second step is all about having and developing a can-do attitude, because that mindset part is so, so important, but you can develop this. It is I have never done this before, I can do this kind of thing. And that's the attitude that I see that makes or breaks a business and a business owner. You want to make sure that you are willing to figure things out, that you are willing to suck at certain things, because believe me, you'll suck at a lot of things when you're starting your business, and that is part of the process. We've all been there. Oh my god, if you've seen my first social media post, if you've seen my first stories, I'm so sorry you went through that. I'm only here as proof that it gets better, things get better. But that attitude that I got this, I will figure this out, I can do this, that positive attitude is something that I've seen make or break entrepreneurs and makes you do this in the long run. And it is focusing on your personal gifts many, many times. You can be good at a lot of things and you might suck at a few things. And once you reach a point in your business that you can outsource that. But in the beginning, you'll have to wear many, many hats and do many things that you're not excited about. But find ways to make it exciting for you and invest in yourself and invest in your attitude, invest in your mindset, and act as if you can take on any problem and contribute to any situation, because I know you've got this. And if you have this attitude, this may seem like a step that you haven't even thought about, but this is really important in starting your online business and really developing an attitude like, I've got this. And step three is really prioritizing practical application. Because you can think and you can dream all day long, but you'll have to do the work. And that is what I've learned, and that is what I want to share with you today, is that you will jumpstart everything, and there is no substitute for hard work, for improving your skills, and for going out and doing certain things. You can dream, you can have vision boards, you can work on your mindset, you can do all those things. But what actually will move the needle a step further is you taking the action. And you will apply everything you've learned, everything you've working on. And every time you'll hit a new level, well, you'll have to learn something new, apply something new, test something new. And you need to know that every time you learn something, you apply something. That's what I do. I read a book, I immediately implement it. I listen to a podcast, I see where I can implement something. I work with a coach, I immediately take action steps. And that is what really got me to where I am today. And that is what I do with clients as well, is you can have the best mission statement written, but if you're not carrying this out, if you're not sharing this, if you're not embodying this, and if you're not taking steps, physical steps, sending that email, talking to that person, writing that article, pitching this project, things are not going to move as fast. They might still move, but they might not move at all. So it's a combination of working on your mindset, your attitude, your skill set, and then implementing it. Because I'm a big believer of balance. You need to have both. You cannot live on one. And that is what I want to share with you. And an example that really stood out for me is, if you look at the painter Picasso, he was an accomplished realistic painter before he created any modern techniques that define the norms of his art. And the same is true for other innovators. You rarely start off being the exception. And from there, you make your own waves in your chosen niche. You start very general. You start with lots of things. And the more that you develop, the more action steps you take, the more an expert or in a niche, or the more you get known for something. And that's true for everyone. You don't get born, well, some people do, with one talent and that's the only thing you're going to do. You start by implementing everything that you learn and then seeing what sticks and what really stands out for you. And that is so, so true. And if you're struggling with that practical application, feel free to just reach out with me. I'm here to hold you accountable to making steps. And something that I do, like a practical thing, is I write down my intentions for the week. Every single week on paper, I take pen to paper, I write down my intentions for the week, and then I hold myself accountable. I put them in my calendar, I talk about it to my friends and family or my coach or whoever I'm talking to that week. I make sure I actually hold myself accountable by tying it to something. So if that step does not get done, I cannot move on to the next phase of a project I'm working on. So holding yourself accountable, writing down your attention, that's so something that's tied into that practical application of what you're learning. And step four for building your and starting your online business with purpose is acceptance and learning to accept yourself as you, as the whole you, your strengths and your weaknesses, your expertise and your downfalls, the fact that not everything will work out as you think it is going to work out. And you'll be surprised to learn that no single quality you possess is ever in and of itself either a strength or a weakness. It has both strengths and weaknesses, and you must be willing to accept yourself as you are right now in order to grow. Because the more you keep fighting as to, oh, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at this, I must do this now perfectly, the further you are by stepping into the leader that you are designed to be. And acceptance also comes down to willing to accept that having a business, it comes with risks, it comes with change, and it comes with failure. And someone who has never failed before is not pushing hard enough, is not pushing far enough. And by pushing, I don't mean hustling, I don't mean going after something really, really hard with that male energy, but I'm telling you to accept that some things might not work out, and those failures, quote unquote failures, will bring you so much more than while you're doing everything right and you're following the book. Try to go off script, try to incorporate your quirks, try to be authentic, try to share things that you feel uncomfortable with, because that is how you will reach your full potential as a business owner with purpose. And a good business or a thriving business rarely comes from those who are cautious. It most of the time, if you look, if you have an example of like someone that inspires you as an entrepreneur, they oftentimes are brave enough to accept everything that is coming, even their own fears, even the things that scare them shitless. They accept that is part of starting an online business. And this is really the way forward for you to move from a space of courage and create that online business of your dreams. And step five is having awareness. Heightened self-awareness and awareness of your environment are really key to starting an online business, because you have to be aware of what is happening around you. Are you aware of the thoughts that you are thinking? Are you aware of what is happening in your industry? Like, awareness is such a big word, I know, but if you look at an easy technique, and that has worked really well, is building awareness through journaling and through writing down certain things. So whenever I'm like technically doing a new training. I sign up for lots of courses. I do lots of training. I physically write things down and I create that awareness throughout that process. So if I'm doing a course on, let's say, I've recently done a course on imposter syndrome, I'll mark that month that I'm doing the course as imposter syndrome month. And I'll have a little notebook where I write down things that I'm aware of. When I see someone exhibiting symptoms of imposter syndrome, I write it down. If I see myself doubting myself or doing something that is linked to it, I write it down. And that is what gives me awareness for myself and for others so that I can take that and then take the next step. Everything always starts with awareness. And for me, also meditation has really worked for me on creating awareness of my surroundings, as when I sit down, that's when I'm able to listen to everything that's going on around me, but also what's going on in my head, that critical voice that I sometimes have come up, and I think everyone has that. That has really helped me cultivate awareness and using it for good. So journaling, meditation, that's really, for me, it plays a big part in my purpose, in my self-development, in who I am as an entrepreneur as well. And that is really something that I want to give to you, is take something to cultivate your own awareness. Whatever works for you, whatever it is, just find something. Be aware of what is happening inside of you and outside of you. And then we're going to the second to last step, which is inviting abundance into your life. And when you're starting an online business, it can be so, so scary to invite abundance in your life and that you're ready to receive. A lot of people are so, so good at giving. They give their time, they give their energy, they give their expertise, they give because they hope sometime it will come back to them. And people often are just really good givers and poor receivers. And if this is you, share this, make a note for yourself, create that awareness. I am a good giver, but a poor receiver. And if you are in an online business, you have to get good at receiving, because abundance will come only when you are ready to accept it and to allow it in and to receive it. And creating an online business that you love really has unlimited potential. If you look at any business, I will be able to scale that to unlimited potential. But are you open to that? Are you ready for that? And this is a good question to start journaling about. Are you a giver? And when are you receiving? How are you receiving? What is going through your mind when I said that you have to be ready to accept abundance into your life? And this is very much related to your money mindset, but do your mindset in general about your self-worth. Are you feeling you can receive $5,000, $10,000, $100,000? Are you ready for that? And what would it mean for you if you were completely abundant in every area of your life and supported by the online business that you have? Would you like to have more income? Would you like to have more clients? Would you like to have more success for your clients? When you allow that abundance into your life, you're most likely to keep on attracting positive outcomes you've always desired. And this is something we'll go deeper in on other episodes on the podcast, because I'm so excited about abundance and receiving and making sure that everyone I meet is going to become a really good receiver as well as a really good giver, because it's all about that balance. And with that note, I want to go to the last step, and this is such an important step in starting your business with purpose. It's practicing gratitude. And if you've always wanted to become an entrepreneur, being able to appreciate both your major and your minor milestones, your wins, is key to creating an online business with purpose. Appreciate the fact that you can start a business. That in and of itself is already a really big deal. Appreciate that. Have gratitude. Say thank you. Say thank you to your parents, your grandparents, whom were able to make sure that you have this opportunity, or who created some kind of mindset mindset for you or environment for you or where you were born or whatever. Like, there's lots and lots of things to be grateful for. And it always comes to you being grateful for your wins, for you, for everything that you do, for every person that you meet, basically for everyone. And that is going to make such an impact. It can be so groundbreaking and it can be so changing when you start an online business, when you start to practice that gratitude. Something that I do, for example, is every evening before I go to bed, I write down 5 things I'm grateful for that day. This can be a client session that I had. This can be because I had the opportunity to eat a very beautiful apple. This could be because I had an hour where I could go to the pool in the middle of the day. It can be so many little and big things. And something that I do with clients is every Friday I ask them about their wins and their insights. And for some people, and for actually a lot of my clients, this is hard to come up with wins every single week. And this is not a monetary, I have a new client. It could be, but it doesn't have to be. But it could be, oh, I found balance in my day. I was able to give myself rest. I was able to relax and watch Netflix without worrying about something. That is also being grateful for the changes that are happening because you are having an online business with purpose. And those were the 7 steps that I realized are super important in starting an online business, and something that I see for myself and for clients over and over and over again, that if you combine those 7 things, it will majorly transform your business and your life. And that is where I want to end this episode with you. And I want to bring this back to you. Which of these steps do you think you need some help with, you need to focus on in the next 4 weeks? And I would love to hear your thoughts. You can either DM me on Instagram, you can share this episode, you can just write this down in your journal for yourself and reflect on which of these 4 steps do I need help with, or do I want to focus on for the next 4 weeks? That was all. As usual, thank you so much for being here and for listening. And I cannot wait to talk to you in the next episode. You have reached the end of another episode of the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. Be sure to visit stephaniesmulders.com to access the show notes and discover the fantastic bonus content. Make sure to sign up for the freebie vault to get access to all the extra material. If you've loved this episode, I would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is so, so appreciated. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will speak to you very soon.